Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. 70 years ago, the most important work in modern biology was published in the journal Nature on the structure of DNA. Three articles finally proved that DNA was the genetic material by showing its structure.
One was by Dr. Maurice Wilkins and his team. Another by Dr. Rosalind Franklin and a doctoral student named Ray Gosling. The third was by Drs. James Watson and Francis Crick. The result was the birth of molecular biology, but it was controversial.
Dr. Rosalind Franklin was the X-ray crystallographer who produced much of the key data that captured the structure of DNA. She was a colleague of Dr. Wilkins at King's College, and their relationship was so strained she abandoned her work.
But her photo was the single key piece of evidence to solving the DNA structure. She supervised her doctoral student, Ray Gosling, on photo 51, an X-ray image of the DNA that all high school students probably have seen.
She presented critical measurements of DNA at a talk that was passed on to Drs. Watson and Crick without her consultation. This strengthened the thought that DNA was double-stranded, with each strand running in opposite directions.
Drs. Watson and Crick used this data to propose a detailed physical model that explained DNA structure and sealed the argument. The pair were awarded the Nobel Prize.
Some claim her work was stolen, which might be an overreach, but the pair did not give her the credit she deserved. The Nobel can't be given posthumously, but her work on DNA was certainly deserving of it.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminusSciComm.com.